For some cancer patients, traditional chemotherapy is not effective. But there's now an innovative surgical procedure available at North Florida Regional Medical Center that could save lives and provide an alternative for hard-to-treat cancers. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Francisco Macedo, a surgical oncologist for North Florida Surgical Oncology. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from North Florida Regional Medical Center. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. Macedo, I understand that you recently performed a successful HIPAC surgery at North Florida Regional Medical Center. Can you tell us a little bit more about this procedure and what it means?
Of course. Actually, as a matter of fact, we have done here the third HIPAC case, and all the patients did very well postoperatively. The first case that we referred happened in end of November. The patient did very well and recovered from the operation. So HIPAC, it stands for hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy. It's a long operation. It's highly complex. It's only done in very few selected cancer hospitals and cancer centers in the United States. And then it basically involves the surgical part, which is removal of all tumor implants inside the abdominal cavity, followed by an infusion of heated chemotherapy to 102 degrees Fahrenheit into the abdomen. This all happens while the patient is asleep under general anesthesia. These surgeries can only be done in very few places because it requires a special skill set and involves several teams, involves at least 10 different teams, including perfusionists, surgeons, and a dedicated team of a multidisciplinary tumor board.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And as I understand it, this HIPAC surgery that you performed was actually deemed a success for a terminally ill patient for whom traditional chemotherapy did not work. So that's incredible to hear. Now that you have that, are you going to be making this available to other patients?
Yes, absolutely. So it's important to know that this procedure is only indicated in very few selected patients. Patients with appendiceal cancer, patients with colon cancer or rectal cancer, and ovarian cancer. Some patients with gastric cancer may be eligible to undergo this type of operation. What we see is that some patients, they develop gastrointestinal cancers, such as the ones I mentioned, and then the disease and tumor implants develop in the peritoneum. The peritoneum is a cavity, is a lining of all abdominal organs inside, and it's basically a sheet. Some tumors, they are prone to go and infiltrate those organs and that line, the peritoneum that I mentioned. So HIPAC, with this big operation, it basically involves to resect all these tumor implants and give the patient the chance first to decrease pain, increase quality of life, decrease hospitalizations, and then some patients actually can get cured from them and actually live a normal life after that.
Wow. And when we talk about a good candidate for HIPAC, I know you mentioned patients with colon or rectal cancer. Is there anyone else that falls into that category of being a good candidate?
Yeah. So when the patient comes here for counseling, we review CT scans, all cross-sectional imaging, pathology reports, and then we discuss these complex cases in our multidisciplinary tumor conference, where we get together medical oncologists, radiation oncologists, gastroenterologists, pathologists, and surgeons. So after a thrilled discussion where we not only discuss the tumor and the biology of the tumor, but also the patient, we decide if the patient will be eligible for this type of operations. It's important to know that patients that have disease, for example, in the brain or lung, they're not eligible for these complex operations because the disease has gone outside the abdominal cavity. So one of the exclusion criteria is tumors that had gone outside the abdomen. But yeah, so basically patients with a stage 4 appendiceal, colon, rectal, ovarian cancer, patients with primary cancer of the peritoneum named as peritoneal mesothelioma, and also some patients with limited gastric cancer metastasis can be undergoing this type of operations.
So I want to talk a little bit more about the procedure itself. What exactly can a patient expect before, during, and after?
So this is a highly complex operation that is done, again, in only very few selected cancer centers. It's done under general anesthesia. It is divided into two portions. The first portion is the cytoreductive portion, where we spend a lot of time in several hours attempting to remove all the tumor implants. Sometimes these operations involve partial resection of the stomach, of the small bowel, colon, organs such as the ovaries and the uterus, and then even some portion of the liver and spleen. The attempt is to achieve a complete resection of all the tumor implants. And then we move to the second portion of the operation, which is the infusion of the chemotherapy. We typically use mitomycin C, which is heated at 43 degrees Celsius. And then we infuse that for about an hour and a half. This all happens while the patient is asleep, so there's no pain associated with the procedure itself. And then the patient then is extubated in the operating room and transferred to the intensive care unit. The recovery time from this operation, it's about 1 to 2 weeks in the hospital. And the recovery time outside the hospital is about 1 to 2 months. It's a long operation, and then we have a dedicated team to follow these patients and make sure that we don't have, you know, complications after the operation. But the patient eventually, a few months after, they will regain their strength, and they are going to be able to, you know, tolerate regular food like before, sometimes even better, because they can digest food without, you know, any evidence of cancer, at least postoperatively. So they actually do fairly well.
Yeah, that definitely sounds good. But how soon after the surgery is done will a patient know whether it actually worked?
Yeah, so after the operation, so the operation gives the best opportunity for these patients to first get a better quality of life, and which they notice immediately after the operation, and also to achieve cure. For instance, patients with appendiceal mucinous neoplasms, appendiceal cancer that had gone to the peritoneum, they don't, without any intervention, their survival is about 1 year. With HIPEC and cytoreduction, the 5-year survival is around 80%. Wow. So it increased that chance of the patients to decrease hospitalization for bowel obstruction, pain, and things like that. And then some patients can actually get cured from this. What we do is that we have a very intensive surveillance program here that we get CT scans every 3 months to 6 months, depending on the type of the tumor, after the operation to look for recurrent disease. As you mentioned in the beginning, a lot of these cancers, they don't respond to the chemotherapy. So in some cases that you have recurrent disease, we have done actually a second reoperation a few years later to remove recurrent disease, which is definitely something that could happen. And we do a lot of counseling on the patients to keep those appointments and make sure that, you know, despite the fact that they do this big operation, it doesn't mean that they would not need to see their medical oncologist, surgical oncologist. They will need to do a long-term, they will need a long-term follow-up for that reason.
Someone might be listening to this and thinking that they could benefit from this innovative procedure. And, you know, I heard that North Florida Regional Medical Center is actually the only hospital in North Central Florida currently performing this. So I'm curious, just as we wrap up here, talk a little bit about the team that oversees this and what steps a patient might take in order to get this done.
I was recruited to come here from University of Miami to start this new program here. It took about 6 months to get the best team that I can possibly arrange to provide an excellent care for patients with peritoneal disease. We have a dedicated team of perfusionists, pharmacists, and again, a multidisciplinary tumor board that we get together every week to discuss and review complex cases like patients with peritoneal carcinomatosis. it's very important to counsel the patient that they need to get a thrilled workup prior to becoming elected to undergo this type of operations. It's very important to understand that not all the patients can go these procedures, but those who can undergo these procedures, they will get a maximal response and then to achieve sometimes cure, as I said. So all they need to do is ask their primary doctors and medical oncologists to give us a call, send a referral. We have an open clinic. We accept all type of insurances. And then we will sit down with the patient, review their history, perform physical exam, review their workup done so far, and then from there we're going to discuss their cases in our conferences and decide whether or not they will be eligible for these operations.
Dr. Macedo, this has been hugely informative. I really appreciate your time today. That's Dr. Francisco Macedo, a surgical oncologist for North Florida Surgical Oncology. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. If you or a family member are interested in being considered as a candidate for the HIPEC procedure, you can schedule a consultation with Dr. Macedo by calling North Florida Surgical Oncology at 352-333-5680 or by visiting nfsurgicaloncology.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.